under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Friday, October 6, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As you all know, this show repeats on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and the TuneIn app. So, for example, if you missed the first hour from 9 to 10, it'll repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, all weekend long, as well as the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, download it, open, and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. If you're listening to this show on the repeat today, Friday, October 6th, until tomorrow morning, Saturday, you can still register for the boot camp, the Constitution boot camp that is being done tomorrow in Elk Rapids at the MVETS Post. You can text me boot camp, and I'll text you the email Roxanna, R-O-X-A-N-N-A, at buildingblocksforliberty.org. You can send her an email to register. You pay at the door tomorrow morning. The doors are going to open at 8 o'clock. If you guys want to get there early, register, get checked in, pay your $25 for the training, the workbook, the lunch, $5 for your significant other to come with you, and students are free. So if you got middle schoolers, high schoolers, college kids home for the weekend, although most of them are probably going to college football games on Saturday, if not, they came home to do their laundry, bring them. The kids, the students are free. It's going to go from 9 a.m. The training starts at 9, doors open at 8. We will break for lunch probably at noon, and the training will be over at 3 o'clock. Raining, cold, and ucky out tomorrow. So you might as well come to this training. If you're hearing this on Monday morning at 8:09, ignore this entire segment because it already happened tomorrow, Saturday, when you're hearing it on Monday. That's the problem with repeating Friday's show on Monday morning, is events that happen over the weekend are going to be completely irrelevant to you hearing it on Monday. But I apologize. But if you're listening later this afternoon, you're listening to this after work tonight, you're listening tomorrow morning early on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, as well as the TuneIn app, just come and show up. Saturday morning, we'll make room for you. If we've got to go out and buy more food, we'll do it. We have a few seats open based on the food order they've placed already. So you can get in today if you act. but you have to text me boot camp and I'll send you the text message back with the instructions. So greatly appreciate you guys joining Vicky and I and many other patriots. Bo's coming from Indian River. Larry Hull's coming. Rick Selva's coming. Tim Tarjeff's coming. We got Dar, I believe, in Glenn coming. We've got people from all over the listening area, folks from Antrim County. We got people coming from Traverse City. It's going to be a great event, a great day. And it appears, according to the weather forecast, God has answered my prayers and making it an ucky Saturday morning here in northern Michigan. You're not going to be on the golf course. You're not going to be on your boat. And you're definitely not going to be blowing leaves. They're going to be wet and the wind's going to be blowing opposite direction of where you're trying to push them. So just come on down to the Constitution boot camp. We're going to go to Lansing, a short break to check in more things they're doing in Lansing. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780. Come join Vicki and I at the Constitution Boot Camp Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the AmVets Post in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Get a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. Learn how to read it, understand it, and then be able to hold our elected officials accountable using your new knowledge. Text the word boot camp to 231-360-5140 to receive the website and email address to register. Again, text the words boot camp to 231-360-5140. See you there. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, however the heck you say his name, who, by the way, I found out very well may be running as a Democrat candidate for governor in 2026, going to primary challenge Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. This is going to change the dynamic of the primary election in 2026 tremendously. You have to understand that this will cause the Democrats to stay home on their side of the ballot in that primary to support Benson or Mayor Mike Dugan of Detroit. That will give the Republicans a true Republican primary across the entire state, not just governor's race, but state representatives, state senators, all of them. You have to understand that this is a situation that if he decides to run, could change the outcome of the election in 2026. Well, to make himself more relevant and to try to fix some things in the city of Detroit where he's the mayor, Detroit Mayor Mike Dugan has asked the Democrats to pass a property tax reform package. It stalled on the House floor yesterday after one of the Democrat members, state representatives, needed urgent medical attention, depriving the Democrats of the 56 votes needed to pass the bills without any Republican support. You see, that's how close the numbers are, folks. To pass anything in Lansing and how a bill gets passed and then becomes a law is very simple. 56, 20, and 1. 110 state reps, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. They needed every single Democrat vote to pass it to get to 56. 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. You need all 20 Democrats to vote for it, and then Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer sign it. Well, guess what? It stalled. Evidently, one of the Democrats had an urgent medical situation, and they tabled the vote, calling it the Land Tax Equity Act, consists of House Bills 4966, 67, 68, 69, and 70. Five bills necessary to pass the Land Tax Equity Act. This would allow local governments, like the city of Detroit, to cut homeowners' property taxes while increasing taxes on large pieces of vacant land. The idea is that this would prod the empty vacant lot owners to sell or develop the property. Do you know how many vacant residential lots there are in the city of Detroit? Abandoned homes, people just left them. Couldn't sell them, didn't care about them, just let them go. Well, they didn't pay the property taxes because cities, municipalities can foreclose after 3 years of not paying your property taxes. Guess what? The city now owns it. So now they're like, okay, we're not getting any taxes out of it. It's vacant land. Some of these areas, they're so large. You know what they're talking about doing? Making vegetable gardens. They're going to raise vegetables for their local community, their little subdivision. They would all collectively together go down and plant the seeds in the spring. Throughout the summer, go down there and weed it out. And in the fall, summer, start harvesting the produce. And they would then be able to basically be able to get the produce for free. Well, Dugan doesn't want that. He wants to cut property taxes for homeowners and increase the taxes on vacant land. The mayor actually gave the Democrat legislature a deadline. He said at the end of August, you guys have until the end of October. He told House Speaker Joe Tate that this was one of his top priority packages that he must get them to pass this fall. He wanted it taken up yesterday. Well, the House Democratic spokesperson, Amber McCann, said the session was unexpectedly cut short today when a Democrat member had a medical emergency and had to leave the floor. McCann did not disclose who the member was, but said that they were literally en route to seek medical attention, adding that she's not sure if there will be even a full House next week. Well, the clock is ticking, because Dugan said, you guys have until the end of the month. I want this done. Now, I got a very simple question. Who in the heck does Mike Dugan think he is? You're the mayor of the city of Detroit. You're not the governor yet. But yet he's acting like one. Okay, let's see how this plays out. But the public voting record would indicate that State Representative Samantha Steckloff, a Democrat from Farmington Hills, missed a floor vote taken on an unrelated bill after being listed as being present. She was the only Democrat not to vote yesterday and did not return to session, so possibly she was the one that needed the medical attention. But they didn't announce it. McCann was asked about the package, and she said that McCann felt that the Speaker Tate is still talking with his caucus members, who brought forward a few things for him to consider. One suggestion was that the local vote on a land tax proposal be held only on general election dates only. You know how we always complain about these millages that they bring up in May when some winter snowbirds haven't even come back from Florida, Texas, Arizona? Well, now the Democrats are saying, let's do it when everybody's here voting in a November general election. McCann did not speculate on whether the general election change would foil Dugan's plan to get the tax proposal implemented by 2025. She also added that a couple of the other members felt that there was potential value in their cities and also being able to benefit by this proposal coming from Mayor Mike Dugan of Detroit, but did not say which cities actually were being considered. McCann did not mention if the Detroit Democrats had leftover concerns about the proposal, but State Representative Kristen Grant, Democrat of Grand Rapids, hesitated in the House Tax Policy Committee following testimony by several Detroiters that were in opposition, citing distrust with the mayor and his administration. Well, I can already tell you who those people were. People who own large parcels of vacant land in Detroit. Many of them have purchased old shopping malls, manufacturing plants, Ford Motor Company even making huge investments in the old railroad station down in Detroit. Well, she, Kristen Grant, Democrat from Grand Rapids, later changed her vote to a yes after Karen Whitsitt, the famous state representative Democrat from Detroit, who said she would not vote for the reproductive health bill because they were going to use Medicaid dollars to pay for abortions. She offered an amendment that would allow a majority vote of a city council to revert to its prior tax rate if the land equity tax was not working for Detroiters. Despite the amendment, Detroit City Council member Mary Waters opposed the legislation, calling its passage a rapid, opaque process that was orchestrated to disenfranchise voters of their right to make an informed choice at the ballot box. City Council member Waters said, "Our responsibility as legislators is to act in the best interest of our community and be faithful stewards of the people's money. When radical changes are proposed, ones that will impact the pocketbooks of our constituents and our community's financial stability, we must be absolutely transparent, deliberative, and circumspect." She said, "No, don't do this." But yet the mayor, Dugan, is still pushing it. She said the package proposed could drastically transform Detroit homeowners and business owners' tax burden and perhaps create fiscal instability for the city. Unfortunately, this transformational legislation is being rushed through the legislative process in Lansing, stifling the voices of the community and the members that are going to be most directly impacted. The radical, crazy, insane former state representative Cynthia Johnson, who was also asked to leave the floor for a second time this week, who was lobbying against the package. I guess crazy lady is now a lobbyist down in Lansing. Former state representative asked to leave the Michigan House floor because former legislators are not allowed to come on the floor, especially when acting in the capacity of a lobbyist or special interest group. She asked a very simple question. Why was I asked to leave the floor? Because Mayor Mike Dugan wants to keep the truth about the land value tax from getting out to the public as well as the lawmakers. This was a little tweet she put out on the X platform, formerly known as Twitter. So the Democrats are fighting. Detroit mayor pushing a tax reform plan that is going to tax large vacant parcels of land and reduce taxes for homeowners. And of course, the big landowners down there aren't for it, and they're paying lobbyists to go down there and fight with the Democrats. Well, only because one lone Democrat had medical needs did it not get voted on yesterday. So we'll follow this next week when they get back in the session. We're going to save you some money in the next segment. Bottom of the Hour Newsbreak, we'll be right back.